In France, the socialist candidate François Hollande has claimed victory in the runoff vote for the French presidency, with early projections giving him 52% of the vote, 4% ahead of the centre-right president Nicolas Sarkozy. Conceding defeat, Mr. Sarkozy said Mr. Hollande was the president of France and must be respected. Exuberant socialist supporters have already converged on the Place de la Bastille in Paris, a traditional rallying point for the left, to begin their celebrations. Our correspondent Lisa Miller joins me from Paris. Lisa, what was it that turned the tide for Mr. Hollande?
An increasingly bleak economic situation in France, Peter, a rising unemployment. Certainly he was leading in the polls from the moment he entered the race, but his message of being against the austerity measures, against the spending cuts, certainly found a home amongst people in France.
What sort of changes is he promising?
A wide range of changes, including pulling troops out of Afghanistan much earlier than previously indicated by France. On the money side of things, he wants a 75% tax rate for any household earning over €1 million. Some suggest that's a symbolic attempt and it won't actually go through, but that's the kind of figures he's talking about when he's talking about spending more here in France, employing more teachers, increasing tax and targeting the wealthy.
Let's hear part of what he had to say about change.
J'imagine ce soir leur émotion.
I can imagine the emotion. I share it. I feel it. And this is an emotion that must be
celle de la fierté,
an emotion of pride, of dignity,
de la responsabilité,
of responsibility.
Le changement
change
que je vous propose,
that I am offering
il doit
for
être
you
à la hauteur
must be
de la France.
To the level of France, to
il
the expectations of France.
Maintenant.
It starts now.
François Hollande there. Lisa, what will it mean for Europe's attempts to rein in debt?
Well, we're going to discover that pretty quickly. He's yet to meet the German Chancellor, Angela Merkel, but that meeting will occur in the next week or two. He wants to speak to her about renegotiating the fiscal pact that the European countries have all signed up to. He suggested in his victory speech that there'd be many people celebrating across Europe, that this wasn't just a victory for France, but it was a very big message that austerity was not the way to go. I think you're going to see this will have fundamental changes to how Europe now has to approach the serious economic issues that still face it.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of what he had to say on that.
But today,
responsable de l'avenir de notre pays,
being responsible for the future of our country, I also appreciate that Europe is looking at us. And at the moment when the result was proclaimed, I'm sure that in many countries of Europe, there was some kind of relief, some hope. The idea that at long last, austerity could not be a fatality.
The French president-elect, François Hollande. Lisa Miller was our reporter in Paris.